When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
May the road rise with you, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Football Ramble. International football is nearly back and Zlatan's mugged off Sweden. It's Tuesday, 10th of November. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm matchman Randy Pete.
And I'm Jim.
It's time for a terrific Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, everybody, one and all. Come on in.
Super Tuesday.
And lather up with us.
Oh. Mm. I would like to apologise at the start of that show. As the music came in, I did a little sniff.
Did you?
I did. You missed it, though. Apologies.
That's all right.
I'd like to apologise to everybody who heard it, though. Because what? Nasal nonsense is no home here.
Is it that unreasonable?
What, that I did
sniffing?
A little sniff? Yeah, I don't know.
Nasal nonsense, Jim. It's just one thing that we're going to talk about today. Yeah. And I feel that now we've done that, we can move on. What about some Northampton Town nonsense, Peter?
Hello.
Hey, Oxford City beat the League One side. They're in the National League South, three divisions below them. Northampton Town are out of the FA Cup. Oxford City march on. The FA Cup already is throwing up many cup sets, Jim.
Yeah.
But they're not quite at that third round stage, so they can't mug off Arsenal just yet.
Not just yet.
Is a penalty win, a penalty-aided win, is that like a tool-assisted speed run? Are you allowed to sort of say that you've got through truly if you win via a penalty, Marcus?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah,
very much so. You will be in the next round.
Okay, right. So that's all Newcastle. Never get through. It's just,
exactly. Right.
You've got to score more goals than the other team.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Newcastle did
by
that.
By fair means or penalty?
As long as it's counted, it counts.
It's all about the points on the board. And Newcastle, of course, got more points or goals, as we call them, against an Oxford side last time.
Yeah. Put them to the sword, they did.
After extra time.
Pushed all their bicycles into the beck.
Oh, dear. So anyway, well done to Oxford City. Good luck against. I think they've got Shrewsbury Town in round two, so we look forward to that. Gentlemen, there has been bigger news, one could argue, that has come to light in an article recently in The Athletic, all about the calm life of a football press officer. And a football press officer spoke to one of the journalists there, saying that a new signing for a football team couldn't bring his rare pet monkey over here as a pet, but he managed to get it through somehow. This was one of the odd jobs that the press officer had to do, saying basically, if you think it's just replacing tyres on players' cars or something,
replacing light bulbs, stuff like that.
Yeah, showing them where the gift shop is.
We don't sort of plug The Athletic a lot, but I have to say, this is the most astonishing piece of journalism that organ has brought forth in the last calendar year, I would say.
That paragraph was.
Literally, a player liaison officer who looks after a player has had to deal with a player bringing a monkey illegally into the country. Now, I want to know the kind of monkey.
Well, we should say.
I don't care about the player.
We
should
say
the kind of monkey. I want to know location. I want to know the name of the monkey, whether it's a he or a she.
Have we seen the monkey subsequently on television?
Have we seen the monkey
previously?
Yeah. And also, is it a monkey? Because you're quite passionate about this, aren't
you, Pete? Gibbons gets mistaken for monkeys all the time. If it's got a tail, it's a monkey. If the tail is gone, unless the tail has been removed for some problematic reasons.
Yep.
Maybe the tail's been up to no mischief, prehensile tail.
So we've done a little bit of a deep dive on this ourselves. Here's what we know.
It's hard to go that deep, isn't it?
The article does have a lot of different clues. And this is real talk. This is why we're leading with the biggest football story of the day. Who is the secret footballer monkey?
Yeah.
So what we know about the team that the player played for is that they had been on a US tour. Mm-hmm. This is when he came up to the player liaison office. This wasn't like a frantic phone call, or it wasn't a thing that was mentioned in contract negotiations. It was, by the way, just like cornered him while they're on tour, that well underway into their working relationship together. By the way, can you help me with this? So what we know is this club went on a US tour. The player had signed for them recently. It cost a 7-figure fee. And what's also mentioned in the article, and this is absolutely crucial in this investigation, is that they said they called up a monkey sanctuary to ask them for advice, and that monkey sanctuary was near the club.
Yeah, up the road.
Yeah, but up the road can mean 30 miles away, though.
It can. It can, but we've done a little bit of digging.
Yeah, we have.
We got two clubs we think it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think we've narrowed it down to one, though.
Mm.
Do you think?
Well, go on then.
In 2016, both AFC Bournemouth and Swansea City went on US tours.
Right.
Both of them have monkey sanctuaries within what you might call like
swimming distance. Isle of Wight Monkey, Owl and Monkey Sanctuary.
Yeah,
huge.
Exactly.
Huge if true. Trent the Monkey Forest. I would even posit that it might be Leicester or Liverpool as well. Equidistant between the two clubs.
Right.
Tropical World, Leeds. They'd probably have a good fist at keeping a monkey alive.
Yeah. They would know more than I would know.
Yes.
So I would call them. Do you know what I mean?
So, I mean, you're thinking it's Bournemouth or Swansea or whatever.
I'm
saying it could be any club.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm ruling out Bournemouth.
Motorways are pretty... Right.
I don't think it is Bournemouth. Although Peter just shouting, what was the one in Leeds?
Leeds was Tropical World in Leeds.
You just shouting Tropical World in Leeds. Just, I suddenly thought I was listening to local radio around the Leeds area.
The DFS sale. Now on. Tropical World Leeds, for some reason.
I've not been this excited about a mystery entity in football since the mystery footballer. I think this is absolute box office stuff.
Yeah, surely this is going to come out as well, because there was an interview.
If you're the player, I mean, look, it's not tax evasion, it's not murder, it's owning a monkey illegally. I reckon you could probably get away with a small fine with that one personally. So if you're a player like that, you know, the currency is notoriety in 2020.
Come clean.
Come clean, monkey owner.
Especially if you're living abroad now.
It's worth pointing out that the exotic animal trade, the illegal exotic animal trade, is worth £23 billion a year.
What I'm saying is if that much money,
£23 billion a year,
where
are they all, Marcus? Where the hell are they all? That's a lot, isn't it?
They're all in the
Bournemouth
and Swansea
area. You'd think they'd be knocking about everywhere.
I've not been this excited since Balotelli's little pig he had. Remember?
Yeah.
Little baby pig.
Yeah.
Little mini pig.
How about that?
Yeah. Mm.
But yeah, there was an interview this player did where the monkey was just howling away in his cage in another room and he was pretending it was a cockatiel. So
I'm up for, look.
I'm sure this that's story, probably a clue as well.
Who's the journalist who did
that? Well, I don't know, but it must be possible to find out who this
Andy Brassel is going to be launching an investigation very shortly. But out of the world of football, what footballer would look great with a monkey?
Yes.
I mean, I've spoken about the difference between monkeys and apes, but I'd love Cristiano Ronaldo to have like a gibbon, but with abs. Like really, a gibbon with big abs.
Yeah. Do your sit-ups.
Do your sit-ups.
Do more, 3,000 a day like
Harder,
dad.
Because they're longer.
If you want to look like daddy.
Surely there'd be pull-ups. They could just pull up their legs.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Actually, you know what? I think Ronaldo would get jealous of the monkey's pull-up ability.
Yeah, good point.
Just move it on.
His long arms.
He wouldn't have it.
He'd have his arms extended by a doctor, I reckon.
I could see...
A gibbon plasty.
I could imagine Mesut Ozil just sitting there playing computer games
with a little monkey
just
running
like
around,
spaced out next to him, going, "Yeah, Fortnite is it?" Yeah.
Okay, it's kind of in a strange way. It's harder to imagine a footballer that doesn't look gifted with a monkey.
No,
isn't it?
It'll be like brilliant because they're such dry individuals, and they like stuff like fast cars and stuff. And I just think a monkey would tick a lot of boxes for me. Vincent Del Bosque with an Emperor Tamarin. They've both got lovely moustaches.
Yep,
works for me.
A lemur's in the same genus.
Lemurs and monkeys, yeah. They're very unique Madagascans.
Yeah. They're cool.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, I had not even picked a player. I just got distracted by how much I enjoy lemurs there.
Well, any Newcastle player, clearly. They're black and white, aren't they?
Oh, God, yeah. That should be standard, actually. what type of ape would Jamie Vardy have?
Squirrel monkey. little squirrel monkey running around. He's a little squirrely boy, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
Oh, dearie me. Oh,
well,
the investigation...
It's the main story of the investigation continues, guys. Yeah. The investigation continues.
You can. We've given you some ingredients there, and you can take that on your own investigation.
We don't need your 11. Your first 11.
No.
Monkey.
Yeah, no,
we don't need them. We don't need them. No, we're not going to read them out.
Exactly.
We're not even going to open them at this point.
Unless there's so few headlines tomorrow.
Yeah. But we would say that the man on loan at Fulham, Lamina, would be in there. Lamina.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
So I've done it. I've ticked
your
boxes there.
You've ticked your boxes. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. We've worked hard on that one. Cool.
Yeah, thank
you. All right. Let's move on.
I did work hard on that one. Right. International football struggles on, doesn't it, gentlemen? Well, because of another animal, the minks in Denmark.
Yeah.
Or the mink, as in. It is a mink, isn't it? Rather than the minx. You made it sound like it was a...
Oh, you minx.
Oh, you...
Oh, you little minx.
Virusy minx.
I do like the fact that everyone's calling for a mink cull. And the farmers are like, yeah, what do you think we're going to fucking do with them?
Stop collecting them.
How do you think we get the fucking corpse off
pets?
Them?
Yeah.
All right, mink.
I do think
your easy days are over.
I do think the survival of our species could be, you know, forever changed by the mink farming of that part of the world and football teams have this kind of opt out that they can just move around the world and be absolutely fine. This competition replaced friendlies. This league competition replaced friendlies. We don't fucking need it. Just cancel it.
We'll
reconvene in the World Cup. Yeah. We don't need more games. We just don't need it.
It's replaced friendlies, and in the gap where they've had it, they've shoved some more friendlies.
I know. It's baffling.
Oh, finally. I didn't think that they'd got my email.
Get a load. 11 monkeys versus 11 monkeys. See how that one pans out.
I wrote an email to UEFA saying, look, UEFA Nations League, love what you've done there.
Yeah.
Genuinely, absolutely love
that.
Can
we put some...
I think that there's room to squeeze another friendly in there.
Can we have a series of friendlies with our neighbours, please? This is your doing, isn't it?
Apparently, England could play Iceland in Albania because, of course, of the mink. That one bloody mink causing so many problems in Denmark. They're on the ban list coming to England. Blah, blah, blah. That would... England playing Iceland in a UEFA Nations League game in Albania
because of some mink. it's what the world has come to.
It's 2020, Jim.
Who caused this?
What on earth is going on?
I did not vote for Joe Biden for this.
Come on, Joe. Step in.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Biden.
Oh, dear. Well, of course, some Premier League clubs are unhappy to release some of their players. I love what Mourinho said about Højbjerg. Because he said, well, they've got three games. They've got they didn't want him to go because then he comes back. He's got to, you know, isolate all that sort of business. Yeah. And he said, well, they've got a friendly against Sweden, so no. and then he's banned for the next one, so no need there. And then the third game is in Belgium, which is not on the ban list. He's so everyone's happy. It's Jose, to be fair, there is actually a solution there.
Yeah.
However, Jose, you know that's not how it works. and he said, you know, he can go on and play in Belgium. He can play for pride with his national team. He tries to put all the rhetoric in there. He can wear the colours. He can kiss the badges. I see what you're doing. And for once, Jose, I think you've got a point, actually. And you are kind of compromising a little bit, but not quite. Interesting. Gareth Bale calls one of his players. Mourinho said last week he was uneasy with him being under Arsenal's Albert Stuyvenberg while away with Wales.
I absolutely love this.
Yeah, Stuyvenberg is assistant coach and will lead the side alongside Robert Page, of course, in Ryan Giggs' absence. Mourinho said, the fact that one of the coaches is an Arsenal coach does not make me feel very comfortable.
What, I mean, what are they going to say? Right? What are they
going to... He's going to stick poison in his ear or something. Like, it's just not gonna...
After the game?
Yeah.
As he walks off the pitch...
Yeah, but based on recent performances, he'd probably accidentally inspire him into like a 30-goal season or something.
Oh, dear. Yeah, he says, honestly, it doesn't make me very comfortable at all. National team coaches should have coaches that work exclusively for them.
You don't think that. You do not think that, yeah, Joseph. Yeah. You do not care.
It's just he'll say anything, won't he?
Oh, do you know what? Mourinho recently...
I've heard that Soybo's forcing Gareth Bale to lick poles that people handle.
Yeah.
On tubes.
I thought we might have seen the best years of Jose.
Oh, no.
Since he's come to Spurs.
Yeah. It's a new lease of life.
Maybe it's being in London.
It's the new stadium, maybe. I don't know. There's just more opportunities to be mad.
It's just being in the capital, you know. He feels like he's amongst it. You know, he feels like he belongs in, you know, in the biggest city in any country. You know, he's given us the best performances.
What's wrong with Manchester?
Nothing is wrong with Manchester. Big fan. Absolutely love it.
Sorry, what a tyrant. I'd be more annoyed that what's his name, Stuyvenberg, he came into Manchester United under Van Gaal.
So, well, again... You know, It doesn't bode well at all, does it? What on earth has he got in store for Gareth Bale, is what I would say. But Mourinho recently talked about his best 11. He created a best 11, something we need, of players that played under him. Scott McTominay not in there.
Oh, what?
Bit disappointed with that. He missed the trick there. Mesut Ozil is in there because he did get
pointed.
He did get a very, very fine
paving
tune.
The way for his free transfer there.
Absolutely right, Jim, is what I'm going to get to. Imagine.
I've genuinely have
been.
Marcus, I don't think it's beyond the realms of possibility because he loves him, doesn't he?
Well, he got a fine tune out of him at Real Madrid.
A little while ago, do you remember when Ozil posted a throwback Thursday thing on Instagram, and it was a picture of him playing for Real Madrid, and obviously played for Jose under
and a brilliant
played under
season
Jose at Real Madrid. Of course, he did. Yeah. So
and also he's been very
like
salty.
Mourinho's been coaching him in the saltiness.
Oh my goodness!
Honestly, I can see
Ozil's been very salty with all liking a load of like. Pro Ozil, anti Arsenal kind of pieces.
It all makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it
really the wages does. Obviously would be a stumbling block, but who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I think we all know, Jim. Look forward to that one happening. did you see that? Because people are now talking up Spurs for the title, aren't they?
Mm.
People saying, can they win it? Can they bloody do it? Well, not while Brendan Rodgers and Leicester City are around, ladies and gentlemen, is what I would say there.
Well, they might have to share the verge for a while.
They might have to, Jim. Paul Merson said at the start of the season, or when Mourinho went there, I can't remember when, he basically said, you know, Harry Kane's going to have a terrible time under Jose Mourinho, blah, 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 blah. Well, he scored 13 goals in 14 matches in all competitions. Mm. And recently said that, you know, he was wrong about this and he sort of did it almost like a confession. Mm. So why has he done this confession? Because a Spurs fan paid him £62 on Cameo to do
that.
It.
Oh, really?
It's also grubby, isn't it? It's also unedifying for everyone involved. Jose Mourinho, who once again has got in everyone's head. This wouldn't be happening without him.
He thinks no one's watching those. And you do get that from like... from the Cameo kind of thing, people sort of talk in a rather off the cuff fashion that they probably wouldn't on television.
Peter. Hi, Marcus.
Peter, hi, does Marcus. That give you ideas?
Oh yeah, massively.
Yeah, that's how we got Gabby Agbon Lahore to do your one. Yeah,
I might. If
is Avram Grant still £300 or something?
I should get myself like for like £500. Like just get loads of different very, very cheap footballers to have a little bit of a chat on there.
Slag each other off.
Make my own little talk show.
Yeah. Where you control what they say.
Yeah.
The puppet master.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a great idea.
Cool.
Great idea. Talking of nonsense, Zlatan Ibrahimovic posted a photo on his social media in a Sweden shirt, I think it was last week, saying, long time no see. And it got people talking because he's kicking ass in Italy.
Yeah,
not with penalties. He missed another penalty the other way. He's missed three this season. A rare moment of humility from Ibrahimovic when he said, I might have to hand the penalties over to somebody else.
It's hitting better.
Firstly, take them better. We know you can. You're Zlatan. That's the least running you'll ever have to do, really.
Yeah.
But also, is he just annoyed that loads of penalties are getting given and people are saying, oh, he's only scored so many because of blah, blah, blah. So I was like, you know, all right, I won't take penalties.
Don't need them,
I'll deliberately miss them. I won't take them and I'll still score loads.
Yeah.
And then you can shut up.
Well, apparently against Verona on the weekend, the keeper said to him, didn't you miss your last one or something like that?
God.
Yeah. Oh, Ibrahimovic did get the equaliser in injury time, though, to tie it up 2-2.
Have you seen the most recent post on Twitter from Zlatan Ibrahimovic?
Yes,
he's got him in a bulldog.
Lovely big bulldog.
Doesn't it, doesn't
it says, animals understand each other. Is this a clue?
Oh,
footballer monkey.
Yeah.
What's inside that suit, that dog suit?
Maybe
a monkey.
Ibrahimovic knows the monkey because he understands animals.
Yeah. No, Ibrahimovic would absolutely show like a wild primate who's boss. He would properly tame it.
Definitely.
Yeah, but I think they would. There's a mutual understanding there. Mm. I could see him walking around the
there's
wild.
A mutual understanding that Zlatan is in charge.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think I could see him walking through and the Lions sort of going, all right, okay, fair play.
Mm.
But yes, there was a lot of talk in Sweden. Is Ibrahimovic going to return to the Swedish national team?
Do they need him?
You could imagine him just going, yeah, I fancy it for a bit and strolling back in there.
Why was that talk happening though, Marcus? It was... because he himself posted a picture of himself in a national team shirt.
That's right.
Didn't he, saying it's been a while or something like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he basically just did it to annoy people, didn't he?
Yeah, well, when they asked him, are you thinking of coming back? He said, no, I was just trying to irritate people in Sweden.
Love that. Just trying to piss off my home country. Don't worry about that. Don't listen to me.
What is he doing?
He's doing whatever he likes. Do whatever he wants. Because he's the king of his own life.
When are Spurs going to sign him? Him and Mourinho back together.
Imagine.
Although he wasn't, it was Didier Drogba who was the striker in Mourinho's 11 that he's playing. But you can imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he they loved each other.
Yeah,
Drogba's definitely someone you rely on.
Yeah, and I'm sure Ibrahimovic doesn't mind.
No, of course not.
Absolutely.
You know, won't cross his mind. Yeah. I love this. It sort of does imply that he can pick himself for the national team, doesn't it? This whole business.
Well, I mean, his antibodies are really high in his bloodstream. He's not going to get Corona again, so he's probably one of the safer footballers around
there.
Yeah,
true. I mean, the Euros are delayed. He's having a great season.
Yeah, but what's his name? The manager of Sweden just was like, I'm just not interested in
it. Yeah, I know he said that, Marcus, but are you interested? That's what I want to know.
I think we're all interested.
Is football interested?
Of course it is. Of course it is. All right, let's talk more interesting football things after this.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Rest. Wrestle Me is a show where two men watch every WrestleMania from 1 to 37, unpicking the multicoloured threads that tie it all together.
I think it's slightly something to do with the fact that Americans don't really like cell phones, do they? Right. I think they've all got basic ones, basically.
That's a big shout.
It is a big shout, but I mean, there is something funny about it. Like, text messaging never took off in the States.
What? Come on now.
Never been big.
Whether you're a lapsed fan or someone who doesn't give a flying laureate about it, there's something for everyone.
If you can get a crowd to boo you for kicking a fabulous ladder.
Fabulous ladder.
And the crowd are booing.
Yeah. Get off that lovely ladder we've just learned about.
It's a beautiful polysexual ladder.
It's a beautiful and a bit of shabby chic creation.
If you climb up to it, ecstasy can be found at the top.
Listen via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your pods.
Wrestle Me is a Staccano production.
This November, a true crime podcast from the creators of the Football Ramble. Who is the secret footballer's monkey?
And he was actually found up a tree once the river subsided.
Where did it grow up?
I tried to never let anything touch the house. I brought nobody there.
What is its name?
The family fled the area and had to leave the monkey behind.
What does the monkey eat?
I don't know if you could write this any better.
A monkey.
A monkey.
Yeah. Can't ride a skateboard?
It was a monkey.
The secret footballer's monkey. Out now wherever you get your pods.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble, everybody. Right, let's have this one.
Just email show at footballramble.com right now, so Peter, Vish, or Kate, or Jules, or Jim,
or a monkey,
or Andy, Luke, all my kids can read it out. Well done.
Afternoon Ramble. On a cold Wednesday in November, I was playing as reserve keeper for my university team. The referee asked if anyone could run the line for him, as his usual linesman couldn't make it, and I offered to help so I could keep warm. Very good of you, Ollie. I called three offsides in the first half, which he consistently ignored. After being ignored for the fourth time, I asked him, "What's the point in me being here if you're not going to listen to me?" To which he replied, "I make the call, you're there, so the game is legal."
Oh, lovely.
Does that make any sense?
Probably just because.
Oh, so the game is legalising, you need a linesman.
Exactly.
Yeah. Get right.
But it also is, yes, I'm ignoring you. Yeah.
I thought, fuck this, and started to walk off before our manager told me I had to stick it out, otherwise the game would be cancelled. I ended up spending the second half standing in the same position on the line, holding the flag without saying a word. Petty Ollie, but I think he needed that. I think he needed that little bit of power trip because that was ridiculous.
Enjoying.
I think a disenfranchised linesman we do not want to see.
No, I mean, it's just taking him out of the game. That's just weird. I want to know, does that count as a Pete swear or an email swear?
What, as in?
As in, you know, the F-bomb.
I
think if you're quoting someone else, it's not your own.
Mm. Radio 4 do it all the time.
I think the listeners are going to have to go into the swearing league, yes, I would think, based on that. So.
Exactly.
I think Pete's flying up the table with today's performance so far.
Absolutely.
Have you ever run the line before? I've done it a couple of times.
Yeah, I've done it a couple of times.
The idea of both the running and the calling the offside and the responsibility of that terrifies me, even thinking about it.
Yeah. And I'm always an ankle rolling risk. So
imagine that, rolling your ankle, running the line.
Oh dear. One of the most, you know, those sort of videos you used to get in the 90s with like Nick Hancock's footballing nightmares, right, or Danny Baker's ankles. One of the most glorious ones back in the day was when, you see it quite a lot now, with videos being posted on social media, was when you saw like a group of fans in an empty or a very unattended, not well attended match, all behind the lino as he's kind of running up and down the line, and they're just sort of following him as he goes up and down, like doing his little sidestep running. Just
nice.
Glorious.
Nice.
Absolutely glorious.
We got another email from Ben McSkelly, who frankly sounds like a cartoon skeleton. Their bones are their money. Hello all. Loved the Marine FC chat on the Ramble. Lived near them for 2 years and it was always a friendly place. Arguably, my favourite ever football game was there during a nationwide storm. The wind from the Mersey was so strong, goal kicks would blow back towards the goalie's penalty area. The whole game was played in one half, a 90-minute goalmouth scramble. A few purists around me were complaining, but I had a lovely old time. That sounds great to me. More wind machines in football, please.
Yeah.
Let's make this a regular thing. 10 minutes of every game.
Unless it's to do with the sun or where the away fans and the home fans fans are, if you're choosing which end you want to play because of like the weather having yeah. that much of an impact, or indeed where the slope is, then you know a certain level of football you're yes. doing. You know?
Yeah, elements are a factor.
When,
yeah.
when did we all go and watch Fulham Newcastle? I remember the wind off the Thames oh, being very,
that was
very
awful.
Windy.
Fulham won that 5-2.
Yeah. Dempsey scored a hat-trick, didn't he?
He might well have done. Yeah, that's right. It was shocking. But I remember that. We may mention this a few years ago on the chat. I remember Hillsborough. I think it was Chris Waddle when he played for Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah.
He did like a little quick half-time interview or something. Said, "Well, you know, we're shooting down the slope in the second half,
right?"
Or something like that. And Easter Road, where Hibs play, obviously used to have a little bit of a slope as well. Apparently, I think they might have fixed it now. But I find that mind blowing.
Yeah.
And these are big clubs, especially Sheffield Wednesday.
Does it really matter? Is it just the bounce of the ball? Just don't let it bounce, I suppose.
If you could see a slope when going to watch watch a football match, imagine that in a proper stadium that's been around there for years.
Don't all pitches have a slight slope horizontally so they can drain properly? No.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I mean, if you're a grounds person, get in touch.
If it's slight, it's going to be negligible, isn't it, in
slight,
terms of your playing experience?
Yeah. If it's slight.
Shut up, Jim. Just in a show at footballramble.com.
Right now, so Peter, Vince, or Kate, or Jules, or okay. Well done to you all. Right, gentlemen, as we said, international football is nearly here. My goodness, is it just one or two more sleeps? I just did.
It's like the John Lewis advert. It's here.
I get fed up of defending it on Twitter, but my goodness, it is a hill that I have perished on many times. Paul Pogba could be involved in the international break. You would think he would. He's not had a great time this season so far for Manchester United, not starting every game. He's been in and out the side. But the good news is for old Pogs is that Didier Deschamps, his France national team manager, of course, is in his corner. That's a big man to have in the corner.
Yeah.
He just took France to the World Cup. They won the World Cup under Deschamps. But he's also got Phil Neville in his corner as well.
Yeah, it's there's a drop off there, isn't there?
Yeah, certainly managerial skills.
I'd like to see Phil Neville. You remember when we were talking about his commentary style when he began, when he was whispering?
I think Paul Pogba should be starting.
I'd love to see him.
I hope the manager doesn't hear me.
I'd love to see him like as a boxing trainer, a manager. Imagine like in between rounds, just whispering, "You've got this. Just knock him out. Just hit him." I feel like I can't hear. There's thousands of people. Yes, Deschamps he's called up Pogba, of course, for their games against Finland, Portugal and Sweden, the aforementioned Sweden. But Deschamps said he is not in his best period with regards to Pogba. He's a series of injuries and COVID-19, which has hit him quite hard. He needs to find rhythm. With me, there is no such question or concern. When a player is in discomfort in his club, obviously he is happy to play for the France national team. Come to me, Paul.
Yeah,
Come to me. Get away from that bastard.
Very pointed, isn't it?
It is a little bit pointed. Phil Neville, speaking on PLP, said, "I still think it's an absolute disgrace that Paul Pogba can't get in that team."
A little less subtle.
But you sort of think to yourself, who's that aimed at? Is it aimed at Pogba himself? Or is it aimed at Solskjaer?
It's funny that, isn't it? It's kind of hard to exactly pinpoint that.
If you're going to be in my corner, Phil, be a little bit more precise.
Yeah. I think, are we assuming, because we're assuming that Phil Neville and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer are friends, which is probably the case, so are we assuming that he wouldn't be that pointed at one of his mates?
Well, maybe he is. Maybe he's broken rank. I mean, Phil Neville...
They do, don't they?
Old Fizzer.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes he does lose his head, doesn't he?
Whispering Fizzer.
Yeah. Exactly. Ejaculating Fizzer. Remember on the beach in Valencia?
Yes.
Which
you might want to explain
that. Yeah, when he said in Spanish, I think he tweeted, just going out for a run on the beach. And for some reason, that translator had just been ejaculating on the beach.
Yeah, well, he used the wrong word, didn't he? He got a letter wrong here. Yeah.
I know. It's shocking, isn't it, when you think one letter amazing. Goes from that to that?
Absolutely amazing.
Oh, my giddy aunt. My goodness. Right. On the home front, Wrexham are still aiming for the big time. If you remember when Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney said they were going to be proposing their sort of takeover, well, fans are voting today about the proposed takeover from those two big hitters. They need 3/4 of the supporters backing, and the result is expected next week. I don't know anything about the finances of Wrexham. I don't know who the other bids are, if there are any other bids. I don't know if Ryan and Rob are up to the top. I don't know anything, but I want it to happen.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's not going to take it's not going to take a lot of money to get them into the league, you would say, comparatively, but I think it will take a lot of money to keep them in the league. It's one of those kind of stories that people get very excited about, and we get excited about. But yeah. I just think you look at like the quotes from Ryan Reynolds and the other bloke. we hope you'll put our trust in us because we'll work every day for as long as you'll have us to ensure the world knows that Wrexham is the name. Yep. I think Wrexham is the name. Yeah. And then there's like under any circumstances we'd be in Wrexham right now, touring the racecourse ground, having a pint with supporters in person. It's very kind of like football by numbers kind of thing. So,
But if American money is going to be coming into English football, you know, we've got it at the very top end, and it's, you know, Man United fans and Arsenal fans and fans of other clubs, I'm sure as well. Mm-hmm. Like, no, this is a bit annoying because of certain things. Mm. Why not also have Hollywood actors knocking about?
Yeah. Why can't a Welsh side get a bit of the pie?
Quite.
There's so little football swashing around the bottom end of the divisions. I think, you know, very affordable.
Yeah. No, but you were right with English football.
That was always our target to buy Hartlepool United, wasn't it?
Your target. Yeah. Which still remains in your crosshairs.
Yeah. You need to get an actor in or some sort of prominent American figure.
Or become an actor yourself.
Oh, fine.
For crying out loud, would you do that? Yeah, I mean, with their statement, I did fear for them when their opening line was, "We're two people who have made a career of never taking ourselves too seriously. Lads, please follow that up with something." And they did. They said, "But we realise taking the stewardship of this great and storied club is an incredibly serious matter and something we don't take lightly. Mm. And we'll have some rare bit, please."
And but so, away from acting, though, Ryan Reynolds has also been involved in a gin company that were just sold for like hundreds of millions of dollars. Mm. Like, he's genuinely a successful entrepreneur as well. So he
won't see that immediately, though.
No, of course not. And obviously that won't all go to him. But like, it's
tapering
not
the expectations of Wrexham fans there. But you won't see hundreds of millions of pounds just yet.
But it's not perhaps the folly it might look like.
No, I know what you mean.
People are worried about that.
Oh, he's not some chancer who's just like, yeah, I've starred in a few films, I've got a couple of quid. Yeah.
But because sometimes you see that sort of thing happen. Like, I think back to when Justin Timberlake bought MySpace. And I just thought, that must have been, that's a Pete Donaldson-esque hangover, that. Like, you once woke up and you'd accidentally won two pianos on separate bids on eBay.
Yeah.
Neither for yourself.
No.
Timberlake's bought MySpace. What are you going to do with that? What on earth are you going to do with that?
Run it into the ground.
Yeah, further into the ground. Run it into the earth's core.
The box turns up. Oh, what's in that box? What? I didn't even know you could get them on Amazon. Oh, no.
Bloody MySpace.
Bloody MySpace, eh?
Oh, dear. My goodness. My goodness. Well, let's, staying with American things, let's talk about Philadelphia Union.
This is possibly the most American of American things we've ever had.
You've missed a massive opportunity. I'm not here to tell you your job, but it's always sunny in Philadelphia.
Mm.
Philadelphia Union.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, Rob McElhenney has even been mentioned.
Get your head in the game, Marcus.
All right, okay.
Your head's full of monkeys, mate.
It's just whenever you talk about, whenever Philadelphia are mentioned, I always like to spread things, spread room. I'm just trying.
Well, you think that's better than mine?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I should have. Well, Philadelphia, let's be more specific, Philadelphia Union's Shield.
Philadelphia Shield sounds like a wicked TV show.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and a great way to win an election.
Yeah. The MLS Supporters Shield is awarded to the team with the best regular season record.
Just the league title, then. Surely.
That's what we call it here.
Well, it's part of the various conferences, isn't it, on to the playoffs.
Different system. much like their voting, which we all learned something about recently.
As we do every 4 years.
Is there a
forget.
League college in the MLS system?
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Who would you project as the winner at the moment? Leicester City?
Well, it would be all about taking... You'd have to have it so that you took more points off teams that were higher up in the table, right?
Mm. Yep. Yeah, that's true.
So I guess it would be Leicester City. Yeah, they'd be the big dogs.
I think they would be.
The big foxes.
Well, the Shield didn't get shipped over from LA in time. Would it get shipped from there?
It's a hell of a...
It didn't
chop, you're not going to throw it, are you?
It didn't make it in time
right.
For Philadelphia Union to lift it after their win against New England this weekend.
It's postal service, mate.
Exactly, yeah. You can beat New England, you wouldn't beat Old England, would you? They wouldn't play each other. They were going to get a 16-inch pizza tray covered in a sticker to replace it. Now, that's a bit piss poor. That is piss poor.
I mean, as well, this isn't just some local competition, is it?
No.
It's not the Intercontinental... WCW belt,
no.
It?
It's not the Community Shield.
No.
The Community Shield, you could see a pizza company. Well, they are sponsoring yeah. one of the cup competitions.
No, normal pizza, and then the Shield is on those little tables on the top.
Ah, yeah. Okay. You'd have to leave it frozen, though, wouldn't you? Because it would just be a bit floppy,
I guess so,
otherwise,
yeah.
you know, it'd be all over the place. Well, that's what they were going to do, but it turns out that the web manager's fiancé's sister's boyfriend...
Cool.
Amazing. Yeah, sounds like such a lie, doesn't it?
You're always just six... connections away from somebody
from
else.
Yeah. From a web developer. Yeah.
He owns a legitimate Captain America costume. You know where we're going with
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
They drove over there and used heat guns to stick the vinyl supporter shield design over it for the Captain America shield.
Fantastic.
And that's what they used.
That is incredibly generous. If you own a a supposedly legitimate Captain America shield, presumably that's firstly not cheap.
Yeah.
And secondly, you're fairly... pleased to have it.
Charlie enjoyed that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So that's what they lifted. It looks so much better than a bleeding pizza box.
Funny
that's amazing,
that.
Though, but as you said, Jim, it is the most American thing of all time.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Why had they not thought of that before? In fact, why didn't they have the guy? See what I would have done if I was the guy, because this story was always going to get out. You know, because it's a great story.
Manhole cover.
What?
Use a manhole cover.
What, like just pop out the ground or something?
No, just as a shield. Oh, it's heavy. It's made of, you know, decent quality metal.
Maybe the council didn't let them.
Yeah, exactly.
What I'd have done, though, he should have dressed up as in his gear.
As Cap.
Yeah. And handed it to them.
Yeah, maybe.
That would have been a good idea.
I mean, he really should have demanded that.
Yeah. Like,
you want my very expensive shield for what? Well, I want to be involved.
Yeah, although maybe he insisted on like hurling it at them.
Yeah.
They were like, no, we can't. And they cut a deal. And, and he was taken out of it.
Hopefully some Nordic country will now have a hammer.
Indeed.
As a trophy.
No.
Trophy?
Yeah, now you're talking, Jim. Now you're talking. And what, and offer it to West Ham if they ever...
Why not?
Gentlemen, before we leave, just been given the news that Jude Bellingham has been called up to the England squad.
Have your job.
Yeah. Get him in there. That was the first time Trent Alexander-Arnold and James Ward-Prowse have withdrawn through injury. England, of course, playing Ireland on Thursday. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Shame we won't see a Ward-Prowse free kick, but what's Bellingham got up his sleeve?
Yeah, who knows?
His 70-year-old
we will almost sleeves. Certainly not see.
he's not going to play, is he?
Oh, I dragged down the mood. Going back to international football there.
Didn't even notice you do it.
Ah,
you sneaky, hairy boy.
With all the Captain America chat, come on.
But I think he's going to be... I think only Theo Walcott and Wayne Rooney will be a younger...
I thought you said only Theo Walcott or Wayne Rooney have England striking options. I know Walcott's been playing well, but it does seem a surprise.
Get his brother in. Get Rooney's brother in.
I tell you what, get them all in there. Right, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of today's show. It's been an absolute bloody pleasure talking to you. On tomorrow's show, Jules, Andy and Jim. Jimmy's back in the chair.
Yep.
Looking forward to that, brother. So until you listen to that show, have a lovely time and say goodbye, Jim Campbell.
Bye.
Goodbye, Pete Donaldson.
Ta-ta.
And it's goodbye from me.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.